market. Good morning in the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner. John Ash has the morning off, but he has a great recipe he's contributed today, which we're going to get to in just a couple minutes. First, one of our little KSRO Good Food Hour capsule reviews. We occasionally do these at a restaurant that we've dined in recently that we think is worth your attention and recommendation. By the way, any meals we enjoy at restaurants are paid for by us. These are not comped or promotional meals. The restaurant I want to talk about this morning is Tisa Bistro. It is located in Healdsburg. Had the pleasure of dining at Tisa a number of years ago. I think we're looking at about 6 or 7 years ago, when they were located in the most out-of-the-way, strange location you would ever think to put a restaurant, and that is the Holiday Inn Express in Windsor. It was in the downstairs, kind of in the back of the restaurant. Not a place where you would just stumble onto, and they had a tough go of it. But those of us locally that knew about it, discovered it, fell in love with it. Tisa Bistro. Of course, it, you would expect it has somewhat of a Central European background, Tisa being a river that runs through Central Europe. And it features German and Hungarian foods of that part of the world. Well, we met the chef, Christian Karkas, 6, 7 years ago, and were so sad when he decided to close the restaurant during COVID. This was about 2022 or so. We hoped that he would find a new location. And eventually he did. In 2024, he and his wife, Alina Rebek, found abandoned, the closed-down Single Tree Cafe in Healdsburg. Some of you remember the old Single Tree. It had great chicken fried steak, and it was a kind of a homey stop for breakfast and lunch. Well, they closed doors, and Christian and Alina came in, bought the property, and spent probably over a year rehabbing it and reopened. It's right on Healdsburg Avenue as you come into town, featuring their great Hungarian and German food. So I dined there a couple of weeks ago, and I'm thrilled to say that the schnitzel is everything that I remembered it being. The Wiener schnitzel, the Hunter schnitzel, the Holstein schnitzel, I think I'm remembering them all, the Jaeger schnitzel, the Bavarian schnitzel. We went with a group of three, with four actually, and we all ordered different schnitzel. Each one was sensational. My favorite, I have to say, was the Wiener schnitzel, because it's the veal schnitzel. The other ones are made with pork, which are delicious too. Also, don't miss, whatever you do, the sides, the red cabbage, the potato latkes, the potato pancakes, the boiled potatoes. The salads are magnificent. The appetizers are terrific also. And they have a really interesting European wine list also. And this is, I was telling some people about the schnitzel, and they said, oh, you mean like chicken fried steak? Well, yes and no. It is a breaded cutlet, but that's about where the similarities end. I love chicken fried steak, but it's a little bit coarser and tougher. This has a very delicate crust. A lot of care goes into this schnitzel. Don't miss that. And also, whatever you do, don't miss the strudel. Even if you just go for a slice of strudel, you've never had strudel like this. And this type of cuisine, as we know here in Sonoma County, is not easy to find. There's not many, if any, German-Hungarian-style restaurants anywhere in Sonoma County. Another advantage is it's reasonably priced. It's not on the square, so you don't have to fight for parking. And thus far, it's really not become a tourist destination. I would like to see it become a tourist destination. I want them to have as much business as possible. But right now, it's pretty much locally based people that are patronizing the restaurant. So I want you to put this on your radar, on your to-do list, and give a try to tease a bistro. They also have a really good chicken cordon bleu if you're not in the world mood for schnitzel. Plus, they have a lot of vegetarian entrees, too. It's on Healdsburg Avenue, right as you're coming to Healdsburg on the left-hand side, the side of the old Single Tree Cafe. Go in and say hi to Chef Christian Karkus and Alina Rebick, who runs the front of the house. Service is really warm and inviting, too. John Ash was gifted about 12 to 16 ears of fresh corn from a local farmer. And he really couldn't boil and eat and butter all that corn. So he decided to make a great dish called pickled corn. He just got all that picked corn and added an L to it, and it became pickled corn. And he's paired that with grilled brine shrimp. We just posted John's recipe on the KSRO website about 15 minutes ago. You can go to this recipe now and make this. If you've enjoyed a largesse of corn, either from your garden, and also I have to thank the local farmers and retailers who are really giving us great prices on corn, anywhere from 10 cents to 40 or 50 cents an ear. This is a very affordable dish, and it will keep a long time. John wrote, it's a great way to add flavor and succulence to not only shrimp, but poultry, pork, and finned fish. Note that kosher salt is called for in this recipe. Using ordinary table salt, reduce the amount of salt to 1/4 cup. Also, note that I'm asking you to save the shrimp shells. They can be used to make delicious shellfish stock for use in other recipes. You can store them frozen until you're ready to make stock. You'll have more pickled corn than you'll need for this recipe, but that's a good thing. I think he was channeling Martha Stewart there. It's a great served as part of an antipasto offering. So it's really easy. For the brine, it's salt, brown sugar. For the marinade, for the grilled brine shrimp, garlic, olive oil, parsley, some red pepper flakes, white wine. And then the pickled corn recipe is really easy. You just, it's obviously corn, wine vinegar, water, sugar, some fennel seeds, a little bit of garlic, some curry powder, the corn kernels. Now, this recipe uses 4 ears of corn, but you can easily double it. Red bell pepper, some diced red onion, and then it's really a very, very quick process. Adding the vinegar, water, sugar, fennel, garlic, curry to a little saucepan, bring it to a boil. Add the corn, the red pepper, the red onions, bring to a simmer. A couple minutes, place the mixture into clean glass jars, then cover and refrigerate for up to 3 months. You'll use this all through the summer and fall. Look for it on the KSRO website this morning. Brine and Dine with Chef John Ash. Grilled brine shrimp with pickled corn. A couple of weeks ago, we received an advance copy of a brand new cookbook that will be released this coming week. And we're thrilled to invite the authors of that cookbook to sit in with me this morning, live in the KSRO studio. Right after this, we will meet the authors of a terrific locally based cookbook authors and farmers. You're going to love this book.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-297-7049. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-297-7049. 800-297-7049. 800-297-7049.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
Want the best lunch buffet in the North Bay? Mountain Mike's has you covered. Weekdays from 11 to 2, enjoy unlimited pizza and salad for one low price. It's the perfect combination of flavors and flexibility. It's the best of both worlds. Combine a slice or two of pizza with a personalized salad creation all your own. Choose from their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, classic cheese, or specialty pizza. Create your ultimate lunch experience just the way you like it. Online at mountainmikes.com.
Dude, remember when California first legalized cannabis and the tax revenue from all the chronically imbibed chronic was going to blow the roof off of county coffers? Well, dang if the dank didn't quite crank bank the way everyone expected. This is Jason Walsh, editor of North Bay Biz magazine, and this month we're looking at the state of the legal cannabis industry in Sonoma County and the sobering realities for many local businesses. Learn the blunt economics of it all at northbaybiz.com.
Attention Marin and Sonoma residents. Did you know that the services provided by the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District are funded by property taxes and are available to you at no extra cost? That's right. From mosquito control to providing helpful advice on rodent control, we've got you covered. Need assistance with ground nesting yellow jackets? We've got that too. Don't forget, we also deliver mosquito fish right to your permanent water source. Learn more about our services and how they benefit you at msmosquito.org.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner. John Ash off today, and it's his loss. As he said, can't come in today. You know how much I love cheese. Make sure you bring me some cheese. So I said, okay. And I'll be able to do that because our guests today are Tamara Jo Hicks and Jessica Lynn McLeod. They've just published a cookbook that's going to be out next week called Feasts on the Farm. Welcome, both of you. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. So would you tell us about Tamale's Farmstead Creamery? I think we first experienced your cheese maybe over 20 years ago. Am I wrong about that?
A little wrong, but that's okay. We can go with
10,
that.
10, 12, 13 years?
Yes, 13 years. There you go. Now you're right. So we're based in the town of Tamales, which your listeners know of in West Marin, a couple miles from the coast. I think what you're probably recalling is the farm has been around for about 22 years.
That's what I'm
thinking.
And
then 10 years kind of into having the farm, we're producing this great milk, and we were selling it to other cheesemakers, and we're like, we want to eat our own cheese. And so added the brand Tamales Farmstead Creamery, which is on the farm in Tamales.
So you've been producing cheese since about 2011,
exactly.
12, something like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for those that need some geography orientation, if you're going west on Bodega Highway from Petaluma, you're going to go through Valley Ford, and approximately Tamales is in that area when you head off.
Yeah, it's a little bit south of Valley Ford. It's kind of in the middle of Marshall, where you get all the wonderful oysters and Valley Ford, right off of Route, a mile off of Route 1.
It's dairy country.
It is.
It's wonderful. Yeah. You mentioned in the book that at one time there were over 300 dairy farms in Marin.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. And now it's fewer than 30.
Yeah, it's really quite a shame. And it's not just this area. It's through not even just this country, but through the world. You know, we're kind of losing dairy farms and just small family farms at really rapid rates. And so I think this is why one of the reasons it was important for us to put a conservation easement on the land to make sure it stays in ag in perpetuity, and also to start making cheese. So people can come and visit and experience just how magical of a place that area is.
Well, you mentioned putting that in perpetuity through, was it MALT, Marin Agricultural Land Trust?
Exactly.
We had the pleasure of having Ellen Strauss on the show many times in the 1990s. Wow. She actually shared for the first time her special pie crust recipe with us on the show, and I have her handwritten copy still. This was wonderful. And this was, we were talking about MALT and how important that is to preserving this agricultural land in West Marin. And I also talked to you, too, Jessica. You co-wrote the cookbook with Tamara?
I did.
So what is your involvement in the farm?
Sure. I started volunteering at the farm in 2020, at the beginning of the pandemic. I think, as everyone remembers, we were locked down. We didn't know if we could go outside yet or not, what we could do. Everyone was sort of huddled at home. My husband and I were living in a very small, like 400 square foot apartment and working around the clock, pretty demanding jobs. And he just said one day, you need to go find something that brings you joy and that isn't related to work and that takes the stress off and helps you connect to the things that you love again. And he said, you love animals, you love to be outside, why don't you go find a farm, a local farm, to see if you can just volunteer and spend time, you know, in nature and get some of this stuff off your mind. And I reached out to Tuluma Farms, just the sort of generic info at email address, and said, hey, I have this background in tech and business and all these things. If you ever need someone to help you with, you know, your website or the business side of things, like, I would love to just come out and spend time with you and get to know your farm and the team. And she said, actually, it's kidding season right now, and we could really use an extra hand in the barn helping deliver baby goats and bottle feed them and help out with the animals. And I said, sold. I'll be there tomorrow. I'm coming every week. And so I started volunteering regularly, helping in the barn with the animals, and she would pay me in cheese for my volunteer days. And so that's how I got started volunteering at the farm.
So you had no farming background?
None whatsoever.
And so this is an important part of the perpetuity of the farm, is to bring on these type of volunteers and if they have ownership of the farm.
Yeah, absolutely. The volunteers, and we have apprentices and summer interns, and it really just helps us as a farm to have an extra pair of hands, especially when you're having hundreds of baby goats. It's hard to, like, you know, for a team of four or five to manage all of that. And and it's also, you know, a lot of people who have farms out in West Marin or West Sonoma don't often get off of their farms as much as they would like because they're busy. And so it really brings the outside in a special way of learning, you know, about what people do and what their work is. And everybody that has come onto our farm really brings something special, just like Jessica started, you know, going home with her, you know, volunteer paid cheeses and making incredible recipes and then sharing them with the farm team. And that was how we started having this conversation about, oh my gosh, these meals are amazing, and how can we get that out to the world.
How many goats are you milking at this point?
We are milking about 75 right now, and we have about 140 goats.
And sheep too?
Yeah, and we have sheep. We have about like 30 sheep, and then we buy some Jersey milk from a local cow dairy in Tamales, Silva Dairy.
Oh, wonderful. So you make cheeses from all these milks.
Exactly, yep.
It's interesting, the history of goat cheese here, and I'm sure you know it very well, here in Northern California. Back in the early 90s, we had the pleasure of having Jennifer Bison, her late husband Stephen Shack, on the show for a number of times from Redwood Hill. Mm-hmm. And John and I were part of the first ever goat cheese festival in 1991. Where we had all the goat cheese producers, not here in the studio, but we would go out and we would record interviews with these. And at that point, Laura Chanel and a few people were starting this. John was the first restaurant to carry Laura Chanel cheeses in 1980 when she first started.
Incredible.
So it's so wonderful to see the traction and interest in goat's milk and goat's cheese. From a health perspective, it is easier to digest.
I'm just so impressed with your goat milk knowledge.
No, and, I'm just an enthusiast.
Yes, I love it. And and Jennifer Bice was probably, or not probably, was one of our biggest mentors when we started, because my husband and I are first-time farmers, and we knew nothing about raising goats and goat milk. And she, like a lot of pioneering women, you talked about Ellen Strauss is one of those as well, and her daughter Vivian, they really, like, took us under their wing and really just like gave us all the knowledge they had. And so I love that you've mentioned these two women that have, you know, a lot of special meaning in my life. But yeah, you're right. It's easier to digest. It's the milk that's most similar to human milk. And so that's why like a lot of individuals that are like babies, for example, that are having trouble digesting cow milk, people will give them goat milk. Mm-hmm. And it's also the most like widely consumed milk in the world. So many countries that aren't consuming cow milk and are consuming goat milk. And it's just easier in countries like, say, Vietnam or somewhere where you don't have maybe as much space to have, you know, a goat than rather than a cow. So it's great for you. And it's delicious.
Delicious also.
I was just going to say, and it tastes delicious.
Besides that.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, it tastes wonderful. Delicious. Yeah.
And you make a number of different styles of cheese, don't mm-hmm, you, mm-hmm. at this point?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. talk about your cheesemaker or cheesemakers you've had.
Yeah, we've had several over the years. Our current cheesemaker's been with us for 4 years. He is a phenomenal cheesemaker. His name is Nick Campbell. And so all the cheese we have before us, you know, right here, is, you know, from his hands. My husband and I thought we would be the main cheesemaker, and I took a course that was at the College of Marin that Sue Conley from Cowgirl Creamery had started. I'm sure you've talked with her many times over the years. And so I took that course, and then we went to a cheese making course in Vermont, and we went from knowing nothing about cheese making to knowing next to nothing about cheese making, and realized pretty quickly, like, wow, this was going to really take a long time to become experts. And so we hired amazing cheese makers. And so Nick is just, a phenomenal human being and cheesemaker, and we're just really, really lucky to have him.
Did he start with you as an intern volunteer?
He did.
This is a remarkable story.
Yes, he did, and many of our team members have. So he started as we have always in the last 20 years had an apprenticeship program where people come for, it used to be 6 months, but then people were like, 6 months wasn't enough. I still want to learn more. So now it's a year. And Nick started, he went to UC Davis and then was working in the wine industry. And then during right at the beginning of COVID, everything kind of shut down in his mm-hmm. industry. And so applied for this apprenticeship. So worked on the farm for 6 months. And part of the farm apprenticeship is that you spend 1 day a week in the creamery. Some people do that and they're like, I don't like this. I don't like being inside all day. I want to be outside. I want to be with the animals. And then other people are like, this was what I was meant to do. And that was Nick. He took to it really quickly. It's a real special, as you know, you've talked to lots of cheesemakers over the year, but just that, like that magical space between science and art. You know, and it's just a lot of people don't have that skill set to get to that magical place, and Nick did. So, and before him was a woman named Jenna, who's still is associated with our farm, has started her own business across the street with sheep and goats managing, doing fire mitigation. Oh. And so she lives in Tamales with her wife, Mercy. And she was our cheesemaker before that, and also an apprentice. So we have this really rich, and I feel very grateful for people coming onto the team and us being like, oh my gosh, we can't let you go, and we need to find, you know, that perfect space for you.
Wow, what a place to learn and to grow into this business.
Yeah, thank you.
So is the farm open to the public?
Yes, exactly. With appointments, we're I think one of the few farms that you actually can get on. We've always my background is psychology, and my husband's a medical doctor, and so like kind of education has always been like a part of our careers, and so it's really important for us to like have our gates open and for people to come in and experience it. So we have a few tours a week. We have a first Sunday of the month tour that people can sign up for online, and then we do private tours and lots of like nonprofit school groups. We have a farmhouse that we also host events and nonprofit events, so and stays, farm stays. Yeah.
If people are listening from outside the area, and many people do listen online, they can't get your Jesus, can they? Or are they sold outside of California at this point?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get it outside of California, and that's with intention. There was a period of time before COVID where, like, let's go national, and you could get it in Brooklyn. And then we're like, wait, this kind of goes against, like, you know, like, our intentions that we've set for the farm of, like, trying to have a small, you know, climate footprint. And so really it's mostly you can get in the Bay Area and Los Angeles and kind of down to San Diego.
Okay. We'll get into the book right after this bottom of the hour break, but I felt like I had spent time on the farm after reading the book. There's a lot of brilliant cookbooks out there. We have thousands in our library, but you don't get a sense of place often with these cookbooks. Here, I felt immersed in the experience of what it's like a day at the creamery, a day working with the animals, too.
Thank you.
Have you named any of your goats?
They're all named every year. They have always been.
When Jennifer told me this, I thought, no way, they couldn't all have names. You know?
Yeah. It actually, it's helpful. It's not just a fun thing. It is fun thinking of, like, we have a theme every year. So it could be bread or first ladies.
Famous authors.
Yes.
Gemstones.
You mean like there's an Eleanor Roosevelt?
Yes, we have an Eleanor. And it helps us, like, quickly. We have a thing that'll be like 2017 or first ladies, or, you know, 2020 would be gemstones. And so it helps us really quick know the age of the goat to know their name and to, like, be able to correspond it to a year. So it's actually a very helpful thing for us, but it's fun.
I love this.
Yeah, one of my funniest memories at the farm was when I think I ran out to come find you. You were giving a tour because Laura Ingalls' water had broke and she was about to deliver the gift. And, you know, I just ran out saying, Laura Ingalls is pregnant and her water broke.
That's a lot to absorb in a live interview. So was Laura Ingalls at the farm?
Laura Ingalls, the goat.
Yeah. Oh, the goat.
That's what she was. We had, you know, a year with famous women authors with their names.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boy,
the tour guest didn't know that, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
We'll take a break. Feasts on the Farm. We're going to dive into this book right after the break. It's new. It's coming out this coming week. Over 60 seasonal recipes and stories of sustainable farming from Tamales Farmstead Creamery here in Marin County, written by Tamara Jo Hicks and Jessica Lynn McLeod. I'm Steve Garner in the KS Auto Kitchen. John Ash, not able to be here today, but he insisted that I bring him cheese. So if you're listening, John, I promise I will bring you cheese.
Sonoma County's News, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
At American Ag Credit, we're pleased to return a portion of our profits to our customer owners with cash back payments totaling more than $1.2 billion since 2005. That's a difference maker for customers like Braden Weens of Double W Cattle.
Working with American Ag Credit, knowing that I am an owner and that I do get that patronage, it's reassuring to me that they have my best interest in mind.
For more information, visit agloan.com/growyourfuture. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Attention employers and HR managers. The most significant job fair in Sonoma County is Tuesday, September 16th at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Register now at northbayjobfair.com. We'll deliver the resumes of the job seekers, and you can take advantage of job fair radio ad specials to magnify your recruitment efforts. Find your next best employee at the September 16th North Bay Job Fair. Learn more and register your company or nonprofit today at northbayjobfair.com.
I got in a really bad car accident. Should I get a lawyer?
How do I get full custody of my kids?
Have legal questions? Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
Can I fire someone if they're an at-will employee?
My partner is not paying his child support. What should I do?
How do I get rid of a DUI on my record?
Got a legal question? Get an answer. Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following a fairly clear and cool overnight, we can look to sunny skies with daytime highs in the mid-80s. Later this evening, we can anticipate another clear overnight with temps in the mid to low 50s. Looking ahead, a warming trend will begin on Sunday, running all throughout the week with temps in the high 80s and low 90s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with our special guest Tamara Jo Hicks and Jessica Lynn McLeod. Chef John Ash has the morning off. The new cookbook, Feasts on the Farm, seasonal recipes, 60 of them, and stories of sustainable farming from Tomatoes Farmstead Creamery, going to be released this coming week. How did this come about? Were you just sitting around eating cheese and said, hey, let's write a cookbook? Who came up with the idea? How did you market it and look for publishers, and how did all this happen?
Sure, I can start. So like Tamara said earlier, she would pay me in cheese for the volunteering, and I would send her photographs of some of the things I would make at home. We're so fortunate not only to have farms like Tamara's, but so many incredible farms all over Marin County. And so driving from where I live in Mill Valley out to Tomales Farmstead Creamery would stop by farm stands and pick up other fabulous things on the way home. And would just share these photos, and she said, you know, this looks really great. And I started compiling a little family recipe book, and I would make dishes, I would handwrite the recipes, and then paint illustrations of the ingredients and have friends and family sign, you know, when we shared the meal together. And I shared some pictures of this with Tamara as well, and just asked her one day, do you think you'd be interested in writing a Tallulah Farms cookbook? And she said, I've always wanted to do that. How did you know? And so, you know, maybe you want to share how it came to be after that?
Yeah, no. I did always want to do that, but I also knew that I would never do it on my own. It would always fall to the bottom of the priority list after broken pipes and goat health issues, and I already knew from watching Jessica volunteer on the farm that she has phenomenal, just phenomenal project management skills, and I feel like that's what's needed to get something like this over the line. And so I knew intuitively that she would be the right partner for it, and she always followed through with everything she said she would do. And so started to pull together a pitch, and we were very fortunate. We've been family friends with the McAvoy family, with McAvoy Ranch, for, you know, a couple
and
decades.
And I should just interject that along with John Ash, our co-host is Emily Ash Lamb, And Emily is the events coordinator for McAvoy Ranch. She's been with them for a number of years. So she's out of town. She was really sorry not to be here to talk with you, especially since you mentioned McAvoy olive oil in one of the first recipes in the book.
Yes.
So continue on.
Yeah, no, they are an incredible family, and we were close to Nan McAvoy and Nyan, and you know, now the children who are continuing the legacy of the ranch, and so it really, for us, it was like Chronicle Books just was the perfect match, so we went to them. Mm-hmm.
We didn't pitch to anybody else. We just met with Chronicle, and we got the green light to go forward and write the book, I think about a week before my daughter was born. And so we just signed and started recipe testing and writing and going through drafts and everything.
Newborn and new cookbook.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And mostly recipe testing with her in a little baby carrier on my back, and got harder as she started reaching for things and, you know. But, it was a lot of fun.
So the book comes out this Tuesday, doesn't
it? Correct,
yeah.
It does. Great.
And I know you'll be appearing in the Bay Area. You're going to be at Omnivore Books in San Francisco?
Yeah, that will be our launch on Tuesday, so people are welcome. And then we're going to have book signings at Book Passage and Copperfields and Christopher Books in San Francisco. And we're so excited because Jessica and I, we have a huge love, probably like a lot of people do, for just bookstores and the power of independent bookstores in a community, especially in the world we're in right now. And so we're just like, can't believe we get to like be in all these bookstores. And
which Copperfields are you going to be?
Right now we have events at the Larkspur one sign up, and
at the Marin Country Mart.
And the one in Healdsburg.
Oh, wonderful.
So good. The one in Petaluma's is doing some, I think, changes and stuff, so their events calendar's a little up in the air, but
And do you have is that on your website where you'll be appearing?
Yep.
What's your website?
It is TolumaFarms.org.
I love simple websites.
Yeah.
TolumaFarms, T-O-L-U-M-A, mm-hmm. Farms, all one word, .org.
Exactly.
Okay, look for that. So the book, did you have a template in when you started saying, I'm going to do seasonal, I'm going to... Talk about that process.
Yeah, we always knew that the book would be broken up by seasons. That's just how we prepare food. That's how we think about what to cook every day. Like I said, you know, when I was preparing these recipes as a volunteer, I would stop and get ingredients on the way home. And of course, the only thing you could get at farm stands on the way home is what's in season. So it just sort of was born out of that. And so it's a collection of recipes that, I've come up with independently. Some were adapted old family recipes. There's some amazing features from local chefs that have used the cheese in their restaurants for years, and we had the pleasure of getting to meet and recipe test with and adapt some of their restaurant recipes for home cooks. But really everything is intended to be super accessible for home cooks and easy to follow along, fairly simple to make, nothing too complicated and, it's not molecular gastronomy here. It's just really comforting, healthy food.
Well, they're really very easy to do, which is great. And that's a real art, as you know, simplicity. That's one of John's watchwords. Is it's so easy to start adding things, but to get down to the essence of what a dish should be, that's where the artistry comes in. So thank you for making these accessible.
Sure.
Where we're in summer, we should probably start at the summer chapter. And this, because I've got about 100 sun golds that I haven't picked yet. And one of the first recipes is roasted sun gold tomatoes with one of your cheeses. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Which cheese do you pair with that?
Yeah, so we paired this with Talica, which is our triple milk, not to be confused with like a triple cream, like a cowgirl, but a triple milk. So it's got goat milk, sheep milk, and cow milk in there. And Talica means three in Coast Miwok, because we have lots and lots of school groups and do education on our farm. It was important for us to like bring in this Coast Miwok aspect, you know, in a very concrete way, because we talk a lot about it. And the tribe has also been a partnership in our riparian work. Jenna, who I spoke about earlier, who was our previous cheesemaker, is a tribal member, and so, you know, the tribe is very much a active and contemporary tribe in the area, and so so most of the names of the cheeses come from that.
I like that association. I'd never thought of it before. Yeah. What are do these words mean something? And yes, there's an association with the Miwoks.
Yeah,
which is very lovely. Yeah. So the Sun Gold, that's a great starter recipe. And then I was really impressed with this recipe, which is something I love lasagna, and that just spoke to me. Oh, that sounds so California, but it did. The squash lasagna. Yeah. Why is that such a seminal recipe for you?
I love this recipe. So this recipe actually comes from Chef Daniela Banchero from Pacino's. Pacino's in Dogpatch, and then they have a new location in the Presidio as well. And she was very kind to invite me to come learn how to make this recipe of hers that she prepares in the restaurant and then adapt it for the book for home cooks. And it's a, you know, very old California family. I think Banchero's restaurant in the Central Valley or kind of East Bay Area, well known for decades, and now she's really making a name for herself as a chef in San Francisco. This lasagna is one of the most delicious things I've ever tasted. First of all, if you ever have a big pan of lasagna, everyone wants one of the corner pieces because those are the delicious crispy pieces, sure. And it's just perfectly roasted on the edges and, you know, nice in the middle. And of course you get to the center and it's a little sloppy and it's making a mess all over your plate. And, you know, nobody really goes for those pieces of lasagna. And what she does that's so brilliant is every layer is so beautifully thin with very thinly cut summer squash layered with the bechamel and the cheese mixture and the you know, the handmade pasta layer, and she presses it down so firmly, and then it bakes, and she takes it out and then sears it on all sides. So every single piece has, you know, crispy edges all the way around, and she tops it again to stay on the Sun Gold theme with a beautiful sauce made from roasted Sun Gold tomatoes, and in the tradition of Marcella Hazan, always adds some butter to that, which makes it so decadent and delicious. So this is one of the most delicious things. It's a fabulous way to try lasagna, and I really encourage everyone to make it at home.
Worth the price of the book. Just this one recipe.
Agreed.
And then you end up, and these are starters and then mains and then desserts in each chapter, each of the seasons. And then, I don't think you can turn around and not find a Basque cheesecake nowadays recipe. I'm glad that you included one. What do you use for that as far as a cheese?
Yes, so this Basque cheesecake features the Liwa, which is the chef style cheese. And yeah, it just comes out beautifully, but it has such a nice fresh flavor rather than cream cheese. It's just a little bit lighter. It doesn't have that real heaviness and density to it. So I really prefer it with the Liwa. And serve it with nectarines. And that is a really great combination.
It sounds great. Yeah. Mrs. Garner's not a fan of cheesecake because of that gumminess factor.
Exactly, yes.
It's like out on the dessert platter, she got not interested, not interested, not interested.
I've never been interested in cheesecake either, and this changed my mind. Yeah.
Life-changing cheesecake. We'll take a break. Back with Tamara Jo Hicks and Jessica Lynn McLeod, the authors of Feasts on the Farm, over 60 seasonal recipes and stories of sustainable farming from Tamales Farmstead Creamery. The book is releasing this coming Tuesday. One lucky listener out there in Radioland will win an autographed copy of this book before the show ends today.
The Sonoma County Legal Line. Get answers to your legal questions on a wide variety of issues. Real answers from Satare Law, a personal injury law firm powerhouse.
I was involved in a car accident sustaining injuries. I was not at fault. Should I hire a personal injury attorney?
Personal injuries can be emotionally and financially devastating. Daniel Satare is an attorney who specializes in personal injury law with extensive experience in auto, bicycle, and motorcycle accidents, wrongful death, and more.
My partner suffered spinal injuries in a car accident, and we don't have health insurance. Can we get the other insurance company to pay for upcoming treatments and lost wages?
Daniel Satare and his team will guide you through the challenging issues of a personal injury case, always protecting your legal rights. Get answers to your legal questions on a variety of issues. Real answers from law offices like Satare Law. Find out if you need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to KSRO.com now and click on the Sonoma County Legal Line.
Starting your own business is difficult, and Exchange Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Romero Rodriguez, branch manager at Exchange Bank. where we invest in Sonoma County. That means helping local businesses get started and keep growing. A small business loan from Exchange Bank can make all the difference when you're getting a new business off the ground and as you meet the challenges along the way. Here's Lee Menicucci of Cloverdale Auto Parts.
When our previous bank closed its local branch, the people at Exchange Bank immediately reached out to offer their services. It was the best move we could have made. The friendly staff has been there to support our every need. From loans to fraud protection, we can always count on Exchange Bank to get the job done right.
If you own or are starting a small business, Exchange Bank is here for you. Exchange Bank, investing in Sonoma County since 1890. Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. NMLS number 643948. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Attention employers and HR managers. The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, September 16th at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa. There were 450 job seekers at our last job fair, so you can see this is an excellent way to boost your recruitment efforts. Register your company or nonprofit today at northbayjobfair.com. Find your next great employee at the September 16th North Bay Job Fair. northbayjobfair.com.
News anywhere. Stream KSRO from your smartphone or smart speaker. KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk, FM, AM, and online.
Attention North Bay Nissan shoppers. North Bay Nissan in Petaluma is now closed, but Jimbo Nissan is here for you. Now the only Nissan dealer in Sonoma, Marin, and Mendocino counties. For sales or service, get to Jimbo Nissan of Santa Rosa. For details, click JimboNissan.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the Chaos Auto Kitchen, Tamara Jo Hicks and Jessica Lynn McLeod are joining me, Steve Garner. John Ash has the morning off. Their new book, Feasts on the Farm, going to be released this coming Tuesday. You can find them at different bookstores around the Bay Area. And I was mentioning to Jessica that I have a fig tree that's going to be loaded with figs. What can you do for me?
Yes, we have two amazing fig recipes in the book that I encourage you to try. One for a main, and one's a dessert. The main is a chicken dish with roasted tomatoes and figs, and this is a really special dish to me. It was a dish that my mother-in-law taught my husband to make when he was newly out on his own, going off to college, so that he could cook for himself. She sadly passed away just a week ago today. And so we've been making this dish this past week in her honor and her memory, and it's just incredibly delicious and simple to make. I mean, you know, like I said, I think a 20-year-old fresh out of high school, you know, college student could make it and impress their friends, girlfriends. But also it's so incredibly flavorful. You, you know, brown the chicken in a pan, pull it aside, make the sauce with the whole tomatoes, throw in dried figs and balsamic vinegar, and just let it all the flavors come together with a big bundle of thyme, and it just makes the most incredible sauce, and then you just bake it off all together in the oven.
So. And this is a recipe that's been approved by your three-year-old?
Yes, she devoured it when I just made it a few days ago. She loved it. So kids and adults alike, it's incredible flavors.
And another fig recipe in the book.
Yes, the bay laurel and fig clafoutis.
Yeah, we make clafoutis out the wazoo with cherries and peaches and nectarines, but I haven't thought of adding a savory component.
Yes, I'm not a big sweets person, so coming up with the desserts was tough for me because I don't love real sweet desserts, but I love unexpected herbal hits in desserts. So, you know, recently, just over the last 10 years or so, started seeing a lot more rosemary coming up in desserts and things like that. And I thought, that's interesting. And we have bay leaves all over the place. I live on Mount Tam, and we're just exploding with bay trees. So gathered some of those and put that into the clafouti.
I love that idea. If we want to jump ahead a little bit to spring, we certainly can. And there's so much to talk about in spring. We don't have time, but people should, when they pick up the book, Meyer Lemon and Rosemary Panna Cotta. I just made panna cotta last week. I'd never thought to add rosemary in a panna cotta, but now I will because I make panna cotta all the time. So that was a wonderful recipe. This was a wild one. Was it peas, cheese, and caviar? Was that it?
Yes, that is another contribution from one of our chef friends from Osito. Do you want to?
Yeah, Seth Stowaway. We've had some chefs. We have farm dinners on the farm, and Seth is a friend of ours and came and did a farm dinner.
Open to the public, these dinners?
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. So people can find it, you know, by getting on our email list or Instagram or website. And so Seth is this, you know, kind of Michelin rated, incredible human being and chef. And so this was his, you know.
This is by far probably the most technical recipe. Uh-huh. You need some special equipment for this one, but it's so fabulous.
But for more adventurous cooks.
For more adventurous cooks in a special occasion, yeah.
Can you two agree on your favorite number between 1 and 10?
Like,
throw out a number.
Okay. Just say it?
Yeah.
4?
Are you okay with 4?
Sure, yeah.
Caller number 4 at 636-1350 will win an autographed copy of this brand new book. 707-636-1350, caller number 4. The book's not going to officially be released till Tuesday, but you can pick it up Monday or Tuesday of next week, written by Tamara Jo Hicks and Jessica Lynn McLeod. Thank you both for coming in from Marin.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it. It was wonderful meeting both of you.
It was a pleasure.
Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
I know it's going to find a place in a lot of people's kitchens. Thank you both.
Yeah. Thank you.
Stick around. More great listening to come. Clark Wolf at the table following the news at the top of the hour, and we'll be back next week. And I believe we're going to explore the great world of Palestinian food with a brand new restaurant that's just opened up in Petaluma that's really knocking them dead. Jordan, Lebanon, Palestinian foods. Wonderful foods with this chef that will be in the Chaos Arto Kitchen with Chef John Ash and me. I'm Steve Garner. Again, thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week.
Thinking about buying a home? Now's the time. Contact Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team.
Owning a home comes with incredible benefits, a feeling of accomplishment, stability, and financial growth, as well as a true sense of